mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, already Tuesday, the first day of February 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Jude Wininski. He was a top economic advisor to Ronald Reagan, editor of the Wall Street Journal. His bio goes on, and he's been speaking out against the neocons and the so-called election in Iraq, so that's coming up in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, I got a ton of vital news and information I want to cover, and I want to go to your calls early in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Mikhail Gorbachev has come out and said the election is fake. This is what they do. By having a communist like Mikhail Gorbachev come out and say the thing is a fraud. Oh, see, you're a communist if you think the election is a fraud. And that makes the UN look good to the liberals and makes, you know, the whole European view, kind of led by people like Gorbachev, look like a great thing. That's internationally. Domestically, though, it's like, look at those communists. They're just, you know, that evil Gorbachev. Look, George Bush Sr. gave Gorbachev the Presidio military base, the Gorbachev Foundation. I've been there, folks. They run the base. Gave him that back in the early 1990s. He's still there. He's a part of this New World Order system, and they just stage these little fights. And the new president of Iraq, a inside establishment minion, is saying, of course we want the troops to stay. Of course we want the troops to stay. We want you to stay here. And then now Bush can say, see, they won us. And what they've done is, they said the war was about weapons of mass destruction, so they didn't find those. Now the war, we're seeing history being changed, being rewritten in front of our eyes. The war was about democracy. And so, see, we've brought them democracy. You can trust the voting. I mean, they got their food rations when they came and voted, and you can trust the globalists to run this election. Everything's fine, and it was secret till the day of the election who the candidates were, and so were the polling places, but you can trust them, and now it's about why we've all got egg on our face. This is what they do before the election. You'll have egg on your face. The war will be legitimate if the election goes off without a hitch. See, they set the debate and then go, oopsie, we won. We're right. Boy, you've got egg on your face. Bizarre behavior. But this is what they've done. And now, oopsie, we're going to spread democracy into Iran and Syria. Oh, we're going to spread it everywhere else. I thought we were a republic in this country, but I guess the average American doesn't know the difference. A big summary came out yesterday. Teens lack constitutional knowledge, and a majority of them think that, hey, there's no need to have a First Amendment. The government should run the information and the news. Boy, they are learning well in those government training camps. In fact, they think freedom is not being able to have a First Amendment. It's like they think Iraq has just had a real election. This is wonderful. This is very, very nice. So we'll go over this USA Today article. U.S. students say press freedoms go too far. Plus, we'll talk about really important stuff like Michael Jackson and Hillary Clinton collapsing. I'm just joking, folks. Guantanamo tribunals unconstitutional, federal judge says. But Alberto Gonzalez says we're just going to ignore what the federal court says because we are the law. Ridge backs national standards for ID cards. He's left office, but he's still out there pushing for it. We already have a national ID card now. Now they want an international card. Called for that 2 weeks ago. And yet more national ID card legislation has been introduced. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to detail it today. There's just so much coming up. You don't want to miss the next 2 hours, 55 minutes. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Jude Wininski, again, one of the top economic advisors in the Reagan administration, editor of the Wall Street Journal, expert on geopolitical economic systems, will be joining us to talk about the neocons and the staged election over in Iraq and much, much more. And I guess because he's against total war and total propaganda, you'd call him a liberal, because he was one of the most conservative members of the Reagan administration. I understand. I'm pro-gun, pro-border, pro-sovereignty, pro-family. I'm a communist. I understand. You're anti-gun, anti-family, anti-border, pro-global war. You are a conservative. I understand. You're for putting all these judges in that are anti-gun and anti-constitution and pro-abortion, and you're conservative. I'm against it. I'm a liberal. And I guess so is Jude. So that's coming up here in about 22 minutes. I know we got loaded phone lines already. A bunch of news coming up. Again, summary, teens lack constitutional knowledge. New big study, U.S. students say press freedoms go too far. Half the students say just get rid of the First Amendment. It is evil. Very bad. Very, very bad. The public schools have done... Look, education is not failing. It's doing exactly what the New World Order's education documents say, even going back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I mean, we've got the documents right up until modern times, current times, and it is a plan to teach them how to not think, how to be mindless jellyfish, and to dumb them down. And you wonder why they throw more money at education as the test scores drop, because they're getting the money that they deserve for doing a fabulous job. End of story. The drug war, you wonder why the drug war, the funding roughly doubles every 7 years. In the last 10 years, we've gone from 1.3 million in prisons to over 7 million now. And there's triple the heroin, double the cocaine, and more giant prisons being built everywhere. The drug war is a total, massive success from the point of view of the globalist. They deal the drugs. When your kids are dumb enough to use them, they put them in their little FEMA centers. They build widgets for 20 cents an hour. The dumbed-down public goes good, make them criminals work. And then the public's competing against 20 cents an hour jobs, and we're losing everything. Not even the illegal aliens can compete against the 4 million slave laborers now in the prisons, 4 of the 7 million building widgets as we speak. So it's all part of freedom, and I hope you enjoy it. So we'll be going over that. I want to get more into CIA refusing to release Nazi papers about our government protecting Nazis, but I barely got into these two articles yesterday, and I want to cover these first, then go to your calls. This was out of KTVU-TV, out of Delta, Ohio. And again, I see one of these articles every 2 weeks or so from Houston or California or, you know, New York, wherever. Different cities and states are doing it. It's all over. No homework students end up in court. And it says some Northeast Ohio middle school students who don't do their homework could find themselves in front of a judge. School officials in Pike Delta District have enacted a new homework policy that they say is aimed at a small group of students who routinely miss assignments. It's always a small group. We're going to jail just a small group. It's not for your kid. Don't worry, it's reasonable. A student who habitually fails to turn in homework can be suspended for 3 days. And then it says once they have been suspended, that is considered truancy, even though they suspend you, and then you're criminally charged. Principal Dennis Ford said a second offense could lead to the student being declared unruly for disobedience in juvenile court, which carries the possibility of probation and drug testing and everything else. Then you'll be thrown into the prison, and then you'll learn how to be gang raped and learn how to snort cocaine and take PCP. Ford said the school has tried a number of ways to convince students that homework is important, but none has worked. Oh, of course, none of it's worked. You tried so hard. No, the education system got control. Now our country's turning into a bunch of animals, mindless, gibbering fools everywhere, literally. Some of these children, some of these 15, 16, 17-year-olds, literally know absolutely nothing about the country, but they know how to gibber in gang speak and how to act cool and how to call their girlfriends bitches. But that's really about it, foaming at the mouth and gibbering and playing violent video games and saying, let's ban the First Amendment. And basically, I'm not joking here, that's basically all they can do now. I'd say about half the students. Seriously, I mean, this is what it's turned into. I mean, it's terrifying to go into a restaurant or something at lunch when school's out and kids are eating lunch. And, I mean, it's like a menagerie or something. You see the 12-year-old girls dressed like prostitutes and the young men, even from nice families, walking around with their pants hanging down almost, at their knees, throwing gang signs. And globalists have done an absolutely fabulous job. But here in Austin, if you're late to class 3 times, that is considered a truancy. And then they criminally charge you, which is a crime because in Texas it's 14 unexcused absences. It's a criminal truancy. But they don't even care. They call the child before a judge at the portable buildings. We have this from the news. They're very proud of it. They even show the proceedings on the news. And the judge screams at them and tells the parents, sign these documents. Parents don't know the proceedings of court. They're almost as dumb as their children. And they sign the form, and the judge then gets arrogant and yells, now you're going to be drug tested, and if you do one thing wrong, you're going to juvenile. You're going to the juvenile center. And so it's all about getting them into the criminal system. And we've got articles from all over the country where the parents are being criminally charged. And it's if you don't do your homework twice, you're criminally charged. The parents are. But again, these aren't even really laws. They just call parents in and say, sign here for affirmed adjudication. It's all sleight of hand, color of law. Once they're under affirmed adjudication, then if they do anything wrong, then they go on probation and your child's in the system and you think you're helping your child. So this is the new wonder to system, criminalizing everything. And then, of course, a few weeks ago, they reported there in Sacramento and other areas of California, they're calling in top career day experts who teach the young girls you can make $200,000 a year as a psychic or as a topless dancer. And the ones that make that are really prostitutes, folks, in most cases. And when it came out, they didn't even deny it and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and teach it. You see, just 2 years ago, if they would have been caught doing something like this, they would have gotten in trouble. Now they just say, yes, that's the way it is. Well, here's the London Telegraph. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits. A 25-year-old waitress who turned down a job providing sexual services at a brothel in Berlin faces possible cuts to her unemployment benefits under laws introduced this year. Prostitution was legalized in Germany just over 2 years ago, and brothel owners who must pay a tax and employee health insurance were granted access to official databases of job seekers. The waitress, an unemployed information technology professional, had said that she was willing to work in a bar at night or had worked in a cafe. She received a letter from the job center telling her that an employer was interested in her for a profile, that she should ring them. Only on doing so did the woman, who has not been identified for legal reasons, realize that she was calling a brothel. Under Germany's welfare reforms, any woman under age 55 who is out of work for more than a year can be forced to take any available job, including in the sex industry, or lose her unemployment benefits. Last month, German unemployment rose to 11th. A consecutive month to 4.5 million. Now, folks, I could talk for hours about this. They are openly normalizing the sex industry. And the UN's been caught kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children with DynCorp and others. This is mainstream news. This is what they do. Now imagine, this is the new liberalism of the super progressive Germany. Okay, where you criticize the government, you're arrested. Where you have national ID cards. Imagine you're a young woman, college graduate, can't get a technology job. You go get unemployment. You say, I'll take a job as a waitress. They go, sorry, you got to take a job at a brothel or we're going to take your unemployment away. You've got to go have sex with 10 men a day, a job that would very easily give you all sorts of different diseases. Chlamydia goes right around the condom. So does hepatitis, all of it. But period. Imagine making a woman go be a whore. Well, it's legal. Well, it's the job. You can take it. And, make your young men become prostitutes. You know, whatever. This is the new freedom. This is what government does once it's got you in your clutches. And our entire economy is going to shift into entertainment, into prostitution, into all of this. I mean, already in America, there are just hundreds of thousands of really good-looking, smart young women who get into topless dancing. Most of them get into drugs. They turn out being prostitutes, basically, and it's a tragedy. But this is the new liberal society. This is what we have to offer our women. This is what we have to give them. And it's even worse for men. 65% of college graduates now are women. Men have been totally left behind. And it's just up to men, whether you're Hispanic or black or white, to now go compete against all the illegal aliens or the prisoners in the prisons. And I know people with two college degrees who want to work hard, who've got families who lost their computer jobs 3-4 years ago, and they've got 2-3 jobs. They're working 16 hours a day. They're bagging groceries, mowing lawns, doing whatever, just to pay the bills. That's your new freedom, folks. This is a wonderful new economy. Over in Germany, and you watch to come here as well. You wanna get your unemployment? Well, you're not gonna get your unemployment. You need to go be a whore. Now get in that brothel and service those men.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You see, if there's no moral standard, the government can force you to do whatever it wants. All of us are criminals for the most petty of things. Don't finish your homework. Whatever. Late to class, you go to jail. Oh, you got to be a prostitute if you want your welfare. Let's go to your calls. Danny in New Mexico. Danny, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. Did you see yesterday's article for the New York Post?
What article was that?
It was talking about, I think it was the governor of Baghdad, Ali, I forget his name, talking about erecting a statue of Bush because he symbolizes freedom.
I did hear about that, yes. I think we should have statues all over Iraq of Bush, just like we had of Saddam, big giant pictures.
Yeah.
California's already doing that with Arnold, huge posters with his head on them. I think that's totally normal. That's another sign of freedom when there's huge statues of people while they're in office everywhere. Well, like here in Austin, the judge, Judge Jean Muir, that grabs all the kids and puts them in jail for being late to class and does all this, they named the huge new giant juvenile justice center after her while she's in office. It's totally normal. It's always a sign of freedom. It was in Nazi Germany. It was in Stalinist Russia. It was in Babylon. And now it is, of course, in Cuba as well.
Yeah, it's replacing one dictator with another.
Well, I think huge statues are part of freedom, sir. I think we should have huge statues everywhere and have to salute them to prove we're not with Al-Qaeda.
Then we should have huge statues of you.
Well, I think we should not have the First Amendment either. I agree with the high school students that were surveyed. Let's just get rid of freedom altogether because freedom hurts freedom.
I have a friend of mine who's a school teacher, and she gets the students, 7th and 8th graders, that the school board doesn't want, that are considered undesirables. Now, these are her words, undesirables. And she says a lot of these kids cannot write a coherent sentence, have below, either most of them, she said, are at a 4th grade level.
And it's done by design. See, they don't teach the basics and get the children proficient in that and confident. They, on purpose, we have the federal documents, accelerate the learning too early where most of them fall behind, mm-hmm. don't come proficient, and then get confused and don't know. This is by design to produce a massive, mindless, ignorant population. They've done a great job.
She tells me that they just talk about how they're going to deal drugs when they're older or go strip, everything that you've been saying, and how they flash their gang signs, and she's just up in arms. She vents on me pretty much every day.
Well, it's by design. We have the official federal plan. We've had the former head of policy for the Department of Education on with the documents, and it's all part of freedom. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call, Danny. Let's just give our rights up now. Let's talk to Thomas in Idaho. Thomas, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Oh, it's going wonderful. Well, here, all part of the new freedom.
All right. I missed your show yesterday, so I don't know if you got to catch it or not, but Sunday night on A&E, they had a new movie about Arnold, the Lord Arnold, that's soon to come up, and it was called Run Arnold.
Oh, what a good young man he is, and
yeah.
He's part of the American dream.
Oh, it was so disgusting, though, because they had, like, maybe at least 5 mentions of him running for president, and at the very end of the film, he's there in bed with his wife, and she turns off the light and gives him a kiss goodnight, and they turn her over, and he turns on his light and pulls out a book and starts reading. And she wakes up and she's like, Arnold, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm reading the Constitution. And she says, I know I can change an amendment in here somewhere. And they're setting us up so hard for this. You are so right on it. I know you are. I tell everybody about you.
But
I've
what's wrong with having
years.
A guy that says he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator over and over again?
He's a disgusting
and we're little people.
Individual. He's so disgusting.
This is a sign of freedom to have a Germanic leader who doesn't even speak English hardly.
Oh, and also the Pentagon, if you didn't hear, they're making things better with our troops. They're raising the death benefits, so everything's better now. So we don't have to worry about them much
Good.
More. So.
Good. So the family is going to get $100,000.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everything, Alex.
Let me ask you another question. What else was, thank you, what was on this show, the rest of it?
It was basically just Arnold, when he was running for Mr. Olympia, et cetera, it flashed back and forth between there and the 90 days of the running for governor plus that all happened with. And that's basically what it was all about. And his inside team and, you know, how sneaky they are. It was just incredible. They played it twice on Sunday, so I know that's when it came out. So they'll be playing it again.
And well, I hope somebody tapes it and sends it to
me. I will tape it the next time it comes on. In fact, I'll go find out when I get off the air with you. When it comes on next, and I will definitely tape it for you and send it that way, because it's just, you will not believe all the different times they talk about him running for president.
Well, I watched some of the promos of it online, and it looks like they take all the bad stuff but make it like a joke and make it fun.
Oh, and it shows him when he's a young boy racing against a brother or a cousin. I didn't catch the whole film. It was too disgusting, Alex, that they're running towards their uncle, and their uncle, he looks just like Adolf Hitler, just a little bit longer of a mustache. That's it. But he looks
Boy, Arnold's
like
dad was a volunteer
oh, no, it
for the...
It was his dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sir, Arnold's
right.
dad was a volunteer for the SS when it was illegal in Austria, and he had the Hitler mustache. He was a Hitler worshiper. And Arnold learned to worship him as well. All right, thank you for the call. Sounds like he'd make a great president, huh? Vote for him or you're anti-Semitic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Coming up here in a minute or two, we'll be talking to founder and chairman of Polynomics Incorporated. His website's Wanniski.com, W-A-N-N-I-S-K-I.com. And he was associate editor at the Wall Street Journal and also an advisor to President Ronald Reagan. And the bio goes on and on. That's coming up in a few minutes. I heard him this weekend on... the weekend interview show that another talk show host does on another network, Scott Horton, and I was impressed. I had read about and heard about Mr. Wanniski, but I was really impressed by the analysis that he gave on air. So he's coming up here in a minute or two. Before we go to Mr. Wanniski, I want everybody out there to grab a pen and paper and to cease your procrastination. Please get my videos. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Get them out to people. 9/11, the road to tyranny, the truth behind 9/11 and how it's being used to set up a police state that has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos. You need to have these books. You need to have these videos. You need to get my new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. I'm offering Road to Tyranny when you buy one copy for $24.95. It's almost 3 hours long. For $5.95 each additional copy, so you can get a few copies for friends and family. Also, American Dictators, $19.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. Take advantage of the special. I'm not going to be doing it much longer. A bunch of other great specials. Just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Watch free clips of the different films. Order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free. You can call and ask the operators about different specials, different titles, what the films cover. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. The videos are waking people up. Take advantage of them. Use them as tools. They're very effective. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. We, again, have an amazing individual on. He's Jude Wininski. And, again, advisor Ronald Reagan, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, political economist. And a lot of conservatives, you know, we've had generals, we've had admirals, we've had the former judge advocate general of the Navy on about how torture's wrong and the neocons are out of control and they're getting our troops killed and the Army told them 400,000 troops or it's going to be a Vietnam. And this staged election and these obvious puppet installments aren't fooling anybody. Maybe they're fooling some people, but it's not fooling those that are really looking at it. And, the media focuses in on people like Gorbachev. Oh, look at that communist liberal. He says it's fake, so it must not be fake. Again, but the media doesn't focus in on people like Jude Wininski and others that are criticizing a lot of this. Mr. Wininski, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Anything for people that don't know who you are that I didn't cover?
Well, you mentioned before we went on, I wrote a book called The Way the World Works. And it's really the foundation of the Reaganomics and supply-side economics. And I developed all that when I was at the Wall Street Journal. And I was very proud in the year 2000, the editors of the National Review named it one of the 100 most influential books of the 20th century, The Way the World Works. Of course, I have to point out that I came in 94th, somewhat behind The Joy of Cooking.
Well... now, and your website is Wininski.com.
Wininski.com, and I have a daily commentary, and I've been writing about Iraq a lot lately. And you can register it; it's all for free.
Okay, let's start here with you talk about your friends, the neocons. I mean, you know these guys intimately. Who are they? Why are you opposing some of their policies?
Well, Richard Perl is kind of the ringleader of the neocons. A neocon just simply means that you used to be a liberal and now you're a conservative. You're a new conservative. And I was a liberal Democrat for most of my life. I'm 68 years old now. But I met Perl back in 1969 when he was 25 years old and working for Scoop Jackson, the senator from the state of Washington. And George Will, who's we all know, he's now on ABC, and Bob, the late Bob Bartley, who was the editor of the Wall Street Journal, and we were all cold warriors, and we were united in a very hard line against communism in Moscow and in Beijing, and fought the Cold War together, and we were proud at being successful in fighting that Cold War without having a nuclear exchange. But when the Cold War ended, in roughly early 1990s, when the Soviets decided that they had enough of communism, the Russians invited me to Moscow to try and help them turn their communist system into a market economy, and I was glad to do that for free. And I made several trips pro bono, because I've never taken any money from a politician or a government in all my years at Polyeconomics. But I had to break with my old friends because they said, we didn't beat these guys enough. We have to smash them into the ground, and we want to feed them bad economic advice, shock therapy, so that they will fall apart. And I said, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when they come out with their hands up and they say we give up and we're prepared to be capitalists and we're prepared to be, you know, baptized into the church, that's enough for me. But it wasn't enough.
But the truth is, they wanted those few oligarchs in so that big global corporations could work with them a little bit easier.
Well, they, you see, warriors have to be able to fight wars, and otherwise they're useless. So this is what really what's behind Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, and that's what these the neocons are. I mean, Dick Cheney, I've known Dick Cheney since he was in his early 30s. I've known Don Rumsfeld when he was a congressman from Illinois. These are all people, Paul Wolfowitz, who's a deputy at the Pentagon. They're all people I've known all these years. Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. I mean, we were buddies. We partied together.
Well, I want to go over this, though, because the Washington Post, CNN, big papers in Canada, one headline, what, in the National Mail, the ghost of Trotsky walks the halls of the White House. You say they're these anti-communists, but didn't the neocons become, founded by Kristol's daddy, out, quote, of the failure of the Trotskyites?
Well, yeah, this is Irving Kristol. I was my mentor. I mean, I called him. I coined the phrase Don Corleone. He's Irving Kristol. He's still kicking. He's now in his well into his 80s. And I think Irving himself, Bill Kristol's daddy, is not a neocon in the sense that he really supported all this war. He was probably standing back and saying, look, I'm too old to be involved.
So when did he supposedly switch out of the Fourth International to being this conservative?
Well, this happened after, at the time of Alger Hiss and Whitaker Chambers, when you had all kinds of people in the late 1940s who had been thinking in terms of some form of communism as being acceptable, Trotskyism being what they kicked around when they were at CCNY, the old City College in New York. This is how they came together, and it was in the late 40s that they began to worry that this is not the way they wanted things to develop in the USSR, and gradually shifted out of communism and socialism, and then moved into capitalism. I remember there was a time when Irving Kristol, came as far as to say, write a book called Two Cheers for Capitalism, and then became a complete capitalist.
Yeah, Two Cheers.
Passage,
sir?
And I went with him for a good part of that.
Two Cheers for Crony Capitalism, Command and Control. See, I go way past all these, different so-called economic and political terms. I look at it, is it a command and control government? I mean, some of these big corporations are not free market. They want a big government that can simply control the population and control markets. And I don't see a lot of these Trotskyites that supposedly became conservatives as real conservatives.
Well, there is certainly a lot of corporate capitalism out there. Have you read this new book about The Confessions of Economic Hitman?
Yes, we've had him on.
You had him on. Yeah, well, he's in the ballpark. There's a lot of stuff in the book that I don't quite agree with, but there is big money in the United States. There is an establishment on Wall Street, and they find it in their interest to have crises around the world that they can deal with through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and make money in the process.
We're talking to Jude Wanninski of Wanninski.com, WANNISKI.com, or just go to Infowars.com. You can link directly through to his website. He was associate editor of the Wall Street Journal, a political economist, advisor to Ronald Reagan, one of the architects of supply-side economics, a real icon in that movement. And look, shifting gears here, we have the neocons who, with the PNAC documents, wanting to invade 63 countries. They've invaded two of them. They're already beginning to attack Syria with these Saudis into the country of 20 miles, strafing and bombing troops. They've got special forces in Iran right now snooping about. Tony Blakely's calling for arresting Cy Hirsch for reporting on it. Michael Savage is talking about arresting anybody that criticizes the government. I mean, these guys are, like, out of control. I'd call them fascists more than I'd call them Trotskyites or conservatives, to use those two political terms.
I would agree with that.
Okay, well, then what are they up to, and what are we facing?
Well, I think Pat Buchanan is a good friend of mine. I talk to all the time. I've known him from the early Nixon years. You know, he said they've passed their peak, the neocons, and that they've gotten so bloodied in this in Iraq that they're losing power. And one of the signs, the sure signs that they're losing influence, is the departure of the number three man at the Pentagon, Douglas Feith, who's just resigned. And at the State Department, although I've written that I think Condoleezza Rice is really incompetent to be Secretary of State, she's competent to do a lot of things because she's very bright, but she has shown no skills in the diplomatic world. But she has brought in with her as her deputy Robert Zoellick, who is the U.S. Trade Representative, and a man I much admire for his diplomatic skills, and that I think...
Well, let me digress for just a second.
The combination of these factors make me a little bit more hopeful that the Bush administration is going to be pointed in a less aggressive direction.
Well, let me digress for a second. Have we seen such an exodus? You know, I thought that it was just people going to cash in the private sector while they've still got power for 4 years with their connections. But then Karl Rove told U.S. News and World Report that, no, they weren't energetic enough. We're kicking all these people out. Plus, they were lightning rods. We're putting in a new batch. What do you think the truth is?
Well, I think a lot of the people that are leaving, you know, are exhausted. And they wound up having to go along with the party line in the first administration on a lot of things that they didn't approve of. And they're gone. So there's a shakeup. There's a new team there, and I wish there were...
Yeah, but you say they may be lessening. I mean, his speech at his coronation last week, or a week and a half ago, when he was on the 20th, I mean, Bush was up there literally talking about a crusade against evil.
I know, but he's been backtracking ever since because of the way... You know, that's President Bush, you know, was chosen by the neocons when he was governor of Texas. In fact, they picked him to be the candidate. In fact, the neocons picked George W. Bush when
he was
governor.
Wasn't it George Shultz that vetted him?
Well, George Shultz, he's part of the gang, and George Shultz is the one who introduced Condoleezza Rice into the National Security Council in the first Bush administration to Brent Scowcroft, and then brought her back when President Bush... when Governor Bush, they said, hey, look, we want you to run for president. And he essentially told them that he didn't know anything about foreign policy. He really knew, you know, how to manage the Texas Rangers, a baseball team, but that's as far as it went. And they said, well, we're going to fix you up with the smartest people around. And what they did was they sent him Condoleezza Rice, and she came down to Crawford. And she was there for a week or so, and then she said, Mr. President, you should meet a man I think was very bright. And she brought Paul Wolfowitz down to Crawford, and their pictures were in the paper. And then a week later, here's a picture of Richard Pearl.
And then George Shultz came.
Well, and George Shultz was in there. He's a member of the Defense Policy Board, sits right next to Richard Pearl in planning all these maneuvers. And, of course, Don Rumsfeld... Don Rumsfeld,
I
actually introduced Rumsfeld to the neocons back when he was in the Ford administration, and he's never been his own man. In other words, it's been Pearl and Wolfowitz who have been doing the strategic thinking behind the Pentagon,
let me
and Rumsfeld has been one of their agents.
Mr. Wininski, so is it a real split when Brent Scowcroft and George Herbert Walker kind of send out signals about not being too keen on the war before the war?
Oh, absolutely it was. And it was, you know, I was thinking in the last days before we went to war that that because of the positions that were being taken by Scowcroft and Bush 41 and also Saddam Hussein and Baghdad essentially saying to us and to the Security Council, look, you can come anywhere you want and as long as you want and look under my bed.
And by the way,
you're not going to find any weapons of mass destruction.
It was Bill Clinton pulled the inspectors out. They never kicked them out. And then notice we heard it was all weapons of mass destruction. Now the war was never about that. Rumsfeld says that's an urban legend. He never said it. on Face the Nation. No, it was about bringing democracy.
Well, you know, they've run out of all the other excuses, so now they're down to democracy. And, of course, the elections that we've had, everybody has tears in their eyes about how wonderful it is that all these people stood in line and braved the insurgents. But, you know, nothing really has changed. The insurgents don't really care about the turnout, whether it's a big one or a small one. They are there. The insurgency is directed at the United States, and which has, as far as they're concerned, over the last 15 years, you know, killed 1.5 million Iraqis with the sanctions and with the war, and they want us out of there, and they're not going to stand for any kind of government that has been shaped and managed by
people like Alawi. By the way, that's roughly 1 out of 20 Iraqis is dead. Amazing. Jude Waninski, please stay with us, sir. I got a bunch of other questions for you. I want to talk about what you think is going to happen in Iraq, where you think this is all going in the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years. What, you know, your projection for the future. And we'll also take calls. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the info war. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Seem to have more interesting conversations with our guests during the breaks when I'm talking to them, but I was talking to Jude Waninski, who, of course, is a world-renowned political economist and former associate editor for the Wall Street Journal, also a top economic advisor and economic architect for Ronald Reagan during his first term of his presidency, and advising during the campaign as well. Mr. Waninski, continuing, during the break, we were talking about what the neocons want, this world empire. But here domestically, they're butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Alberto Gonzalez is claiming that President Bush is above the law. They are dismantling the Constitution wholesale. So they promise to spread freedom worldwide. Well, how about spreading some here at home?
Well, when you have an objective as large as the one that they have, and they believe that that right is on their side, and this is the way to go, this is then, and you have to make a you can't, as what do they say, Lenin said, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. So whatever you have to do, you do, and you make excuses for it. And if you have to trample on the Constitution or turn it inside out in order to approve the use of torture, the breaking of international conventions, you find ways to do that, too.
But and doesn't it, Mr. Wyniski, seem like they're getting delusional? I saw a quote in the New York Times by a top White House official saying, hey, you guys go ahead and write about our contradictions. We are the empire. We actually set reality, and we'll change reality day to day. I mean, it's getting Twilight Zone.
Well, it is, and people say, are you saying there's a conspiracy? And I say, of course there's a conspiracy, and they advertise it. It's a public conspiracy. They're saying, here is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it for the good of the world. Now, let me backtrack a little bit. And you remember we were talking in the earlier segment about how I was one of these folks, and that when the Cold War ended, one of the arguments that I was making is that, yes, we are an empire. We are now at the top of the whole political pyramid, of the power pyramid of the planet Earth. There's nobody else that, so we have a responsibility to manage the world. Managing, not policing it. And the management of it means that we have to consult with all the members of the family of nations, with all of the people who at in NATO and at the UN Security Council before we go to war with anyone. And I was opposed with my argument that in terms of peacetime, when you're at peace, you put diplomacy first because it's less expensive and you don't really want to have wars all the time. And their argument was exactly the opposite. They say, we have to have an American empire, but we're going to kick ass.
And I want to be clear here.
Huh?
I want to be clear, though. We, the American people, aren't part of this empire. There's this supposed reflected glory of people going, yeah, we are an empire now. I'm powerful. No, in this empire, we're going to be slaves.
Well, that's true. And the problem we had in the last election is that I broke with the Republican Party. I'd been a Republican voter going back
64.
To Richard Nixon in 68. And I voted for John Kerry, not holding my nose because he was a very good candidate, but I had to cast a vote against these warriors because I don't like where they're taking us. And this is why Bush only won by a small amount of votes.
But, you're a smart guy. You know, Kerry was like, we need to increase the troops. We need to, Iran's evil. Let's get them.
Well,
I thought I was listening to George Bush on steroids.
He's terrible. But what are we going to do for the next 4 years? And all I can say is that from one day to the next, I'm doing everything I can to encourage those forces inside the Bush administration and inside the Republican Party move in more moderate directions. And I'm just believing that will happen, that we're not going to have, they're not going to go into Iran. There's a lot of bluster about it. Cy Hirsch did the whole world a favor by his article in The New Yorker where he pointed out all the plans that we have.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a break. We're going to start the second hour. I want to get your predictions on what's going to happen in Iraq and take some calls. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Hello, folks.